Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
All right, let's get going on the next segment. You've all heard some parts from last year for the last half hour. Now you've got us quasi-live again.
Right.
We are live as we're speaking to you.
I know. Thanks for waiting. Yeah. Did you hold your breath? How long did you hold your breath?
You're holding your breath.
You know, you've talked about testing for VO2 max. Maybe we should start doing that.
I would love to test for VO2 max, but where would we put the equipment?
I don't know, Jerry. But right now,
it's a test we really ought to do. It's just, I don't know who to kick out of their office to get the space for it.
You want me to go somewhere?
Well, you got the biggest, prettiest office, but I don't need that much space for a VO2 max. So it'll probably be one of the other staff will have to give up their office to do our VO2 max. We could put it in with the in-body machine, I guess.
It's possible, yes. And, there's a lot to do.
For those of you who don't know what the heck we're talking about, a VO2 max measures the maximum amount of oxygen that your muscles can consume when you're exercising. Mm-hmm. And the better shape you're in, the stronger your muscles are, the more muscle you've got, the more oxygen you are capable of consuming. So what we do is we put a mask on you that actually measures the amount of air going in and the carbon dioxide coming out and calculates how much oxygen you're burning as we have you exercise. And the exercise is usually a stationary bicycle, which is very common. It doesn't take a lot of space. And we just put a mask and stuff on you, hook you up to the monitors, get you on the bicycle and tell you, start pedaling.
Yeah.
Go faster, 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 longer. And that lets us measure.
Right.
It's really kind of interesting.
Right.
But that tells us how well your heart and your lungs and your muscles and your red blood cells and your entire exchange capacity are working. Mm-hmm. The more VO2 max you're capable of burning, the healthier you are.
Right.
So
yeah,
kind of a neat test because I would love to have it for when people come into the clinic.
Right. And then where they
then are. 6 months to a year later, put them back on the device and see how much improvement they've got.
Sure. Yeah. Be nice to
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't that be neat?
It'd be great. Now, we are starting to do the grip strength again. We had kind of become a little lackadaisical about it.
Well, and there is a test that can be done. It's the chair sit test.
Yes.
You know, and for those of you out there that don't know the chair sit, you have to get a chair, like your little kitchen chair, nothing with rollers on the bottom. You don't want to hit the chair and have it slide. And you sit down, you put your hands on your chest. So you kind of hold your hands to the center of your chest and you stand up and you sit down and you stand and you sit and you stand and you sit and you stand and you sit and you stand and you see how fast you can do it and how many you can do in 30 seconds.
Right.
And again, your capacity to get up and down and use those core body muscles is a very good indication of the state of your health.
Right.
And people that get higher scores on their stand and sit test tend to live a lot longer than people that don't do as well on
That's
that
right.
test.
And similarly, actually, Jerry, you know, in our exercise handbook, there is the walking test, self-test they could do at home.
That's true.
And then they can actually calculate their VO2 max.
Yes.
At home.
Mm-hmm. They could.
Yeah, those
depends
two,
on whether they went to public school or not, though, and can actually do math.
Well, no, they can. Well, our books are very good in that we have given them all the resources, so they go directly to the link, and based on their own walking speed, they have to calculate, you know, how long it took them to walk. And your smartwatch can do it, how long it took you to walk a mile, and it'll tell you your heart rate. Hopefully you all know your age. And so if you can plot that data into it and you go to the website, it'll actually tell you your VO2 max and the METs that you've burned for this exercise.
Right. And, you know, if you don't know your age, we have a memory program that we need to sign you up for right away. So
sometimes you don't want to remember your age. Remember, Jerry?
Actually, I am quite happy with my age. Now, my wife does not want to remember her age.
Or yours.
She's 30 years my junior, and she doesn't want to remember her age. But, well, yeah, I keep telling her, you're just a kid.
I know.
I've got neckties older than her. So, anywho. Now, we've got a lot of new stuff we really want to add to people. But, you know, the stand-sit test would not take much room.
No, it's not. It is part of the workout we do give them for home so that they can track their improvement.
But I'm just thinking we ought to put that in early in their stay in the clinic and then again later.
Well, we give them all the handbooks. And if they want to fill it out, they can bring it back with their physician to review.
True.
And they can track along with them. So we've given them a lot of resources, right? Yes, we have to encourage. I mean, that's our role, right?
Well, I'm just thinking, though, that, you know, when people come in, a year later, they've often kind of forgotten how bad they were doing when they came.
Right.
And so showing them the difference
right
now and then would be a useful exercise.
I agree.
For that, we have to test them all when they came in, and then we could test them again a year later.
I agree. We should develop some of these programs.
Okay, well, you're the medical director.
So
make it happen.
To do. I would love to make it happen.
My job is to come up with wild-eyed ideas and then let you make them happen.
Yes. So. I mean, we're talking about EKGs, starting to maybe do that, offer that. It'll depend upon the physician's discretion, but we do have the capability now. We do the grip strength. We are checking the in-body for sure, and then we're checking temperature. So there's a lot that's going on, and then, of course, pulse and O2 sats. So we're doing all of that when they first come in anyways, and then we track that over time. Mm-hmm. And usually people will notice an improvement or a change or a shift, good or bad, and we then kind of identify why. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Lots going on.
Now, have you got any special ideas? And by the way, all of you out there in the audience, you're just listening to us kibitz, but that's okay. We do this a lot. But for those of you that have not caught on to this yet, you know, this attractive young woman sitting next to me is not only a brilliant physician, but she's Hindu.
Yes.
She's from India.
I am.
And, you know, that tech group that we're looking at attracting, those young people.
Yes.
A big, big Indian population and a fair-sized Chinese population.
Yes, there are.
Now, my wife can give us some help with marketing to the Chinese segment.
Right.
But I'm counting on you to help come up with a first-rate marketing plan for the Indian population because it is a subculture with different expectations.
It is. Yeah, you know, I mean, even in the years that I have been here, there has been a huge explosion of Indians. And when I used to go out, I used to know a lot of people. Now I go places and I go, I don't know
these
people.
These folks?
Who are all these people?
Yeah,
I don't know them.
Yeah, no, you know. And we pale Caucasian types are a smaller and smaller part of the population. But
well,
that's okay. My wife loves me anyway.
We live in a very beautiful area of the world and also multicultural. Like when I'm walking outside sometimes in the summertime, you can hear so many languages.
Oh, yes.
And European and Asian.
I hear East European, so many Russians and you know, Ukrainians and Armenians. And, you know, I tweaked to a couple chatting away in Italian recently.
Out on the trail.
We are indeed a multicultural community. So, but it's a lot of fun. It really is. And you know, in my house, I think half the Chinese immigrants in Washington State make it to my house from time to time. And it's especially interesting on 4th of July.
Yeah.
because my wife, having lived under socialism once upon a time, is a fervent American. She loves this country with a passion. So when you come to my house on 4th of July, you see there's our two big American flags hanging on either side of our garage. There are 13, one for each colony, stuck in the ground up the sidewalk leading to my front door. Mm-hmm. On either side of ours, of our front door, there are banners hung, one of which says, God bless America, and the other says, let freedom ring.
Sure.
And you go out on the patio where our guests are all gathered, and everything is in red, white, and blue bunting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there is not a Caucasian face in the room except me. Because I have a house full of Chinese fervent American immigrants who adore their adopted country and who just, you know, they make the most of the 4th of July.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
I mean, no, you're right. You know, when you've been oppressed and you come here, it's a very different world and you give thanks and you're appreciative. I admire that and I love that. And again, you know, for all of us, this is our adopted country. It is our home. It is where we raise our families.
That's
and
right.
So this is important to us.
Yes. Yeah. And this is not a country you got stuck with by birth.
No. Yeah.
This is a place you chose
That's
to
right.
come. And in fact, you worked your tush off
yes.
to get here.
Absolutely
so,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Although I said that to my wife and she kind of looked behind her and said, no, I've still got a tush. Though I admit, it's a tiny tush, but what can I tell you? She wears a 00 pant, and she thinks she's fat.
Yes.
Anyway. But you know, in China, she's not skinny.
Mm.
In the United States, she wears a 00 pant and an extra small top.
Uh-huh.
And in China, she wears a medium.
Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Different
culture.
Yeah. And it's so true. Sometimes when you travel from one place to another, you then adapt to the lifestyle over there and therefore the medical problems also. So, for example, you know, dementia is not at all common in India.
No.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Tell me why.
Curcumin.
Yeah.
You guys have an enormous amount of curcumin in your cooking, which is an incredibly potent neuroprotective drug to protect you against Alzheimer's disease.
And also, Jerry, it's the social interactions. The elderly are always with family.
Yeah.
And so I find that as we get older, we lose our senses, you know, the hearing, smell, touch. But also here, the social isolation plays a huge role.
Yes, it does.
And if families were more cohesive and more caring, like, you know, interacting with each other and watching out for their elders, I think it makes a difference. I think children learn a lot from grandparents. Young adults can rely on the elders for their support because they can be very helpful for a lot of different things. And just showing gratitude for what they bring to the table, wisdom, knowledge, just being around for that much longer, that protects them, but it also helps the younger generation. So that also plays a huge role into the lack of dementia-related problems.
Yeah. Well, and of course, my wife swears I must be going crazy because I'm planning to do things like go down to the Caribbean and do kite surfing at Christmas time. So,
okay.
You know, yes. She and Ivory are going to be in China for 18 days, and I needed something
nice.
To do. And I said, you know, I'm 76 years old, and I've never kite surfed. It's about time I learned.
Why don't you practice here before you go to the Caribbean?
Well, because the water's a lot warmer there.
Sure.
If I'm going to spend a lot of time falling in the water, I'd rather it be 80-degree water.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
It just strikes me as sensible. Why would I put on a wetsuit and fall into 45-degree water? Come on. Get
Not
real.
Attractive.
Yes. So I'm going to have children and grandchildren fill it up my house on December, I think, 15th or so. Because they're all going to come to do Christmas with Dad and Grandpa. before I take off to go kitesurfing.
Oh, nice. All right. So, you need to make it back before Bending comes back,
She
right?
comes back on the 30th, and I am planned to be back in town by the 28th.
That'll
get me a couple of days to loosen up my stiff, sore muscles before she arrives and chides me for having been foolish. But she does want to make sure I have no shark bites, okay. No new scars.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck is all I'm going to say. Have fun. Stay safe.
All right. Okay, guys. This has been our next little break on the second hour. And for the rest of the show, you're going to hear some of our best older calls and a few blurbs from last year's show. Enjoy. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Remember, we love you. So come on out to Longevity Medical Clinic and let us make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, which will make you happier.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Oh, we're here. We're glad you're here, and it's wonderful that you're here. This is Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat. We've got a full house today. I love this, and it is that time of year. It's starting to get cooler. We all wore little jackets in today to work.
That's right. You have your little jacket on.
He has his jacket on. You didn't take it off. I always take mine. I'm always layering up. So there you go. Let's go to Mount Lake Terrace. We got a caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Oh, actually, I'm doing fine. I think I was one of those people that got over this nasty bug that's going around. And So you're leading my question, really. I want to dig a little deeper into that, into the immune system response. So I know that there's two sets of antibodies there, the innate and adaptive, and that innate T cell collection can mark, destroy, and then theoretically protect in the future against that particular antigen. Am I correct in that? The T cells have that set of T cells have the memory of whatever you've been infected with. So if it comes along again, you have that protection.
Yeah, the two branches of immunity are the B cells and the T cells, and the B cells produce antibody, and that's what our new messenger RNA vaccines do. Is they stimulate B cell production. And you make antibody, which whenever the virus enters the system, the antibody swarms it and inactivates the virus directly. The T cells are often referred to as memory cells. And so, yes, when you get infected, you also stimulate the T cell production, and they mark the antigens. And they're a little wider spread. They mark a wider subset of antigens than the B cells do. So there's a lot of cross-reactivity in the T cell system against, for instance, coronaviruses instead of just this one coronavirus. So they hit the primary coronavirus really hard, but other coronaviruses are also covered to some degree. The difference is that the T cells don't produce antibody that inactivate the virus. They enter the system a little further down. A virus comes in, it infects a cell, and that cell is then taken over and starts manufacturing more viral particles. The T cells, when they see the abnormal function of that cell, they actually ramp up and go out to kill the cell. So their job is to kill infected cells before they can generate more virus to spread it through your system. So it's a, okay. It's a two-layer defense. The antibody goes directly after the virus to keep you from getting infected. The T-cell immunity goes after the infected cells to kill them so they don't make more virus.
Okay, so the LabCorp antibody tests, are they then looking for that B-cell component?
Yes, they're looking at the antibodies produced by the B-cells. They don't actually measure the B-cells. They're measuring the amount of antibody that was produced.
Can that be specific for this particular antibody, or is it more generalized?
The antibody produced by the vaccine is to a specific component of the spike protein. Okay,
right. So I'm not interested in that.
Right. Now, if you get infected by the actual virus, you may make protection against multiple aspects of this virus. Okay, there's a lot of areas of the virus that are not covered by the vaccine.
Right.
And that's probably part of why people that have been infected and recovered now have the capacity to be better protected than those of us that have been vaccinated. Because you don't just make antibody to the virus, to the spike protein, and your T cell immunity doesn't just make protection to the spike protein. It's responding to the virus in toto. And so there's probably a lot more aspects of that virus that are covered in people that have actually been infected.
Yeah, the analogy that I heard was that what you just described is something that can recognize the face, whereas the vaccine recognizes the pimple on the nose.
Something like that, yeah. That's not a bad analogy.
Yeah, I'm going to be thinking that now.
So, you know, that's so the vaccine, I think, is a good thing, but it doesn't eradicate the virus. And what really will slow down the viral epidemics and pandemics is when enough people have actually been infected. Because, again, the virus is going to mutate. And sooner or later, we're going to get a version of that virus in which that specific area of the spike protein has been changed enough that the antibodies from the immunization aren't going to recognize it. And over time, that B-cell immunity, the antibody production, it wanes. It goes down. You are not as well protected 6 months up the road as you were 1 month after you got your shots. And, you know, and in us older folks, we don't make as much antibody to start with. You know, someone in their 60s or 70s only produces about one-fifth as much antibody as somebody in their 20s. And so, you know, when I got my shots, I got pretty good protection, but I did not get anywhere near as much protection as a younger man would have gotten. And now it's been 6-7 months down the road since my shots. My older immune system is not as competent as it was, and so I'm probably losing my antibodies faster. And that's why my choices are, do I want to go catch COVID or do I want to get a booster? Well, in my mid-70s, it's safer for me to get a booster than it is for me to go out and catch COVID. So, you know.
There you
go. For me, it's 1 month to the day since the onset of symptoms. And so I'm considering the LabCorp antibody test, but I'm just wondering what it's going to tell me.
It's going to tell you how much antibody you have, and where you are now. And the interesting thing is, how much antibody will you have in 6 or 8 months?
Well, you can always test again and find out.
That's right. You can.
There you go. Hey, okay. Terry, I hope that helped you out.
Thanks. It sure does. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Right now, headed south to Olympia, we have Eddie on the line with another vaccine question. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah. How you doing?
I am doing so well. If the politicians find out how good I feel, they're going to find a way to tax it. So let's keep it a secret, Trix. You, me, and a few thousand other people.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay. That's great. I was calling about the Lupron shot.
Okay. What about Lupron?
What kind of harm it can do to me?
Well, Lupron is basically going to put you into male menopause. It's going to shut down your production of all the sex hormones. And the good news is, if you have a androgen-sensitive prostate cancer, which is the most common reason for men to get Lupron, it will basically lower your androgen levels, your testosterone, your dehydroepiandrosterone levels low enough that the prostate cancer won't be able to respond to them anymore and will slow its growth or even cause it to shrink for a while. So that's all the good news. The downside of Lupron is that it sets you up for potential osteoporosis. Your memory will probably go, your verbal abilities will go down, mood declines, depression becomes a significant risk in men on Lupron. So, you know, you just may not feel as good. You may lose a lot of drive, energy, stress tolerance. You may find yourself a little more at urge to weep over chick flicks, that sort of thing. But if it's that or let the tumor continue to grow, well, you know, sometimes you don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, well, it's not growing that fast. I did a CT scan, everything was good. Uh-huh. I did a bone scan, everything was good.
Okay. What's your PSA?
2.2.
Okay, and that's how long after surgery?
7 years.
Okay. And do you know what your PSA was a year ago?
I think it was 2.1. It keep going like 1.1.1 every year.
Okay. Yeah, that's the rate of growth, you got two good news and bad news. And I understand why they're recommending the Lupron. And the fact that you're calling about it tells me you're probably a little nervous about whether you want to take it or not. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm reading between the lines correctly here. All right. Generally, if your PSA doubles in less than a year, that's a very bad sign. That means this tumor is growing fast and has a high probability of killing you eventually. On the other hand, if it's only growing from 2.1 to 2.2 in a year, that's very slow growth. Now, the bad news is the fact that you have a PSA after therapy tells me that you got metastatic disease. That cancer is not in your prostate anymore. That cancer has spread out into the rest of your body. That's the bad news. And that's why your doctor is looking at Lupron. He's hoping that this metastatic tumor is still androgen sensitive. Now, the reason I say that is because there are two forms of prostate cancer, the androgen-sensitive and the androgen-insensitive. Androgen-resistant or androgen-insensitive tumors, those that do not respond to testosterone levels, grow much faster, they spread faster and further, and they're far more likely to kill you. So if you're going to have a prostate cancer, you're far better to have one that is sensitive to testosterone levels. Okay. The fact that this is growing so slowly is reassuring. That's the good news. Just from the sound of your voice, I'm going to guess you are a man of some significantly mature years. I'm going to guess, you know, closer to 80 than 70. Am I right or 74. Wrong?
74.
Okay. So you're closer to 70 than 80. I was wrong. You're my age. You're just a kid.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Because again, the younger you are, the more likely you are to benefit from the Lupron. If you were in your mid-80s, I'd say you're far more likely to die of heart attacks and strokes than of that cancer. Okay. In your mid-70s, you're somewhere in between. Okay. If you were in your 50s and 60s, I'd say take the Lupron. In your 70s, iffy. Maybe it'll help, maybe it won't. Right now it's growing pretty slow. This is one of those individual choices where any choice you make can be criticized by good doctors. Taking the Lupron, doctors can criticize you. and not taking it, they can criticize you. So whatever you do is both right and wrong, depending on who you're talking to. So I can't tell you for sure. Personally, I need my strength, my energy, my stress tolerance. I'm nowhere near ready to quiet down or retire and take it easy. So I'd probably hang on until that PSA got over 3 or 4 anyway. But that's me. And that may or may not be the right decision for you.
Right. But then the risk is that the disease is spread.
I was thinking on the same level, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, we're going to take a quick break. I hope that helped you. We can come back.
Yes, it did.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And thank you for listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to take a quick break. We're back in just a moment. Stay close. Medicine. We're glad you're here on this holiday weekend. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and we pulled Howie in back into the studio. I love that. Thank you, Howie, for spending your holiday weekend.
And he got tired of shopping and the talk about whatever Black Friday.
I think it was the turkey leftovers. He was ready for something.
Hey, do you watch football?
Occasionally, yeah. Watch it, I coach it.
Okay, I live it, I sleep it, I eat it, I drink
yes.
it.
One season of the year, it's everything I do.
And this is probably a very important weekend, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is.
Big weekend, big absolutely.
One. Yeah, so Howie, thank you for coming back.
Yeah,
and
of course.
You know, you've been instrumental in the clinics as an advocate, and you've helped a lot of people navigate their journey because, you go to a new clinic, you don't know what to expect.
Right,
you don't know what they're going to tell you. And yes, we talk on the radio and people may have listened to us, but then some of our patients actually come by referral from our current patients. Mm-hmm. And they may not know much about us. I always tell them, if you're going to send somebody, make sure they've heard us on the radio show before or listen to our podcast, because it just makes it a little bit easier for them to understand what we're all about. But as you help them navigate their journey, walk us through what they can expect and how you integrate Bella Medica into the clinic.
Yeah, Bella Medica. I think Bella Medica is an amazing complement to longevity. I think it's
sure is.
Well,
yes.
I think that they complement one another.
Yeah.
And really, for me, again, all of the people that I see come in for a health analysis.
Right.
But during that process, there's an opportunity for, we start to talk about more than just
about
health.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
But their aesthetics and things that they're areas that they would like to improve beyond internal.
Right.
And so whether it's, hair or their skin or wrinkles and things. So it gives me a great opportunity to say, hey, are you familiar with Bella Medica?
Right.
And most of the time I get I've heard of that.
Yeah, tell me more.
But exactly.
Tell me more.
But occasionally I get that one person who's like, no, what's Bella Medica? And it's like, oh, and you get to talk about, again, the compliment. You want to look, you want to feel good.
Yeah.
And when you feel good, you also want to look good.
Right.
Those just kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we go to the gym, right?
There you go.
It gives
we
me
go shopping, Dr. Yu.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
We're trying to be
where
honest
am
here.
I go?
Yeah, so we would be going shopping to look better.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Got it. Perfect. So we go shopping.
I think
yes.
You're yes. Okay.
But again, the whole purpose here is, again, as people are feeling better, mm-hmm. they want to start taking the next steps. And those next steps sometimes involve or include Bella Medica and the services that we offer. So I get the opportunity not only to talk about Bella Medica, but then I get to introduce them to like Anne-Marie and Farzani, who are phenomenal. Every day that I walk in the office and I see them, my day is brightened immensely. Farzani always is smiling and so happy to see me. Anne-Marie is always so nice.
Oh, yes.
Asks, how's your day and how's your family? It's like going and, seeing your extended family.
It really is.
Amazing. Yeah.
No, I completely agree with you. And then I heard a story recently, actually from a patient, and they told me of how appreciative they were to you because you not only helped them navigate the health analysis appointment, but you actually got them hooked on Bellomedica.
There you go.
Are they thanking me?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
Wow. That's
great. In fact, I won't give it all away. I'll let you tell the story. But the lady was looking for a particular treatment. And when she called another clinic, they were rude.
Oh.
And she now drives a long way, but she's just happy.
Yeah.
And she loves what she's gotten. So I'll let you talk about how you help integrate the two.
Well, again, I'll real quickly, it's very easy because when I do talk with patients or people or customers that are coming in and hand them off to Anne-Marie and Farzaneh, I know what they're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a deal sealer just in that because they're amazing.
I know. And then the thing is that if somebody's in the clinic and, you know, one of the master aestheticians has a free second, you can actually grab them right then and there. And they're so happy to help out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love it because I've done that many a time. If I'm doing a treatment for a patient, and then I need, you know, patient asks me about, oh, hey, you know, I want to do this radio frequency or the microneedling. And I go out of the room and I go, okay, who's around? And I grab them for a second and they just make that instant connection. Oh, I'll be happy to take care. You know, it just resonates through the clinic. And if they are available, they're really glad to do whatever it is
absolutely
needed at that same visit so that we can save the patient another visit time. Now, we may not be able to offer a treatment right then and there, but we can certainly do a quick consult. We can do a test pod. We can start them on skincare and, you know, we can get them going on their journey.
Yes.
Well, and this may be the same person we're talking about, but that happened. I had a lady who had come in for a health analysis. And through the course of our conversation, she'd mentioned that she was interested in some of our Bellomedica procedures. And I said, oh, well, I said, we can just get you a free consultation. You know, we can schedule that as quickly as possible. And so after the health analysis, which, by the way, she also did the blood draw.
Yeah, she became a patient.
Okay,
and she's a patient too now.
Yes.
And she said, she's told it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she did that. And then I was able to go out and Farzaneh was at her desk. And I said, Farzaneh, here's this person. She's interested in this. Do you have a few minutes? And instantly took her right away. And they, matter of fact, I think she actually had some treatment done that day.
She had a test spot.
Oh, okay, a test spot.
Perfect.
But it was just the perfect timing.
Yeah.
So that is
the stars were aligned, Howie.
Right. It doesn't always happen.
But
and again, I mean, being a patient of longevity myself and being in there, I've had some stuff. I've had Bellomedica procedures done too.
Can we ask you? Oh, wait, on the radio. I just did. can you share some of your experience of how you've seen your health change or maybe one of your procedures?
Oh, a little bit of, I mean, obviously a little bit of
maybe
health.
Maybe have just a few minutes.
Yeah. I mean, from a health perspective, it's all in the numbers, right? So as you get those, your blood draws and you get those results back, you can see the progress. And that's the most exciting thing for me because I know where I want to go. So when I come in and I see the numbers and it's reflective of the work that I'm doing, that just makes me want to do it more. And so,
you know, you're new to us. So yes, you do see the change and you remember, you know, from last time to this time. Mm-hmm. Recently, I was showing labs to a patient, a couple actually that have been with us for longer than I've been with the company. And we were looking at their numbers and the green, yellow, red zones. Mm-hmm. And it was just so heartwarming to look at things and go, you know, do you remember this? When you came in, this is what your level was. Their cholesterol was higher, sugar was higher, hormone levels were lower. And now, more than 10 years later, they've actually reversed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes they need a little additional help from supplements or medications, and sometimes they don't. But the point is, that their cholesterol 11 years later is lower now than when they came in.
Wow.
Their sugar 11 years later is lower now than when they come in. They're looking great. They're walking tall. They're 10, 11 years older. So, you know, regardless of when they started, we're now a decade later into the game. And they're talking to me about their kids and their grandkids. And then the other day, this 80-year-old gentleman says, my daughter's 60 and she needs to come in and see you now, you know? So these are referrals after personal experiences. And to me, that's the heartwarming thing. It now becomes a family issue.
Right.
And you get to know, you've already gotten to know a little bit about them after having taken care of them for so long.
Yeah.
And now they're not just bringing their loved ones, they're telling their friends, they're telling their neighbors, and they're bringing them in. And then Bella Medica is another arm that helps them be more confident in their own skin.
Yes.
10, 11 years later.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's so nice when they say, hey, I need something. This bothers me. What can Bella Medica offer?
Yeah.
And I've never had those conversations before. Now, most of these people are lean and have muscle mass and are taking care of themselves. But you get wrinkles. You get hyperpigmentation. You have a little area that you can't get rid of, no matter how much weights you're lifting. And if Bella Medica can help get rid of that,
mm-hmm.
and if it can improve your self-confidence, it doesn't have to be for anybody. It has to be for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you look in the mirror and you have this smile on your face because you like what you see,
mm-hmm.
that's what it's about. Mission Absolutely. Accomplished.
Well, and you're talking about 10 and 11 years. You know, you're talking about a relationship. You're not,
yes.
And right. beyond, even beyond a doctor-patient relationship, you yeah. there's history there,
yeah,
which
sure
is phenomenal
is.
Because you're starting to, you know, and that's one of the things that I appreciate the most about longevity and about Bella Medica is it's not just about what we do. It's about the relationship that we foster with our patients.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you earn the right to give advice on certain things
right.
over time.
Right.
And there's a trust level that's established. And that's, you're talking about, well, what can you guys do
yeah.
in this arena? What can you do to help me with this? That's where, you know, Bella Medica, here are some yeah. great opportunities. So real
oh,
quickly,
yeah.
I'll just tell you, I had, you know, not unlike a lot of people my age, got some tattoos when I was younger that, not that I'm getting rid of them by any means, but want to clean up. And there's mm-hmm. a couple, and so I've had some tattoo removal done. My experience was really good, really positive. I'm actually going to do some further treatment here now that we're out of the sunny months.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
The next 9 months of non-sunniness.
That's
yeah.
right.
Hello. Sadly, don't remind us.
But I've had that done, and that was again, Anne Marie helped me with that and did a great job, and so I'll continue to do that. And then some other, you know, just minor. I mean, you probably don't hear a lot about it, but men, like you said, we're concerned with our image as well. And so I had Dr. Umat do a Dysport, couple yeah. injections in my, you know, in my talus and in my forehead.
Face, yeah.
Eyes. So,
yeah. yeah. And so people who are not familiar with that, if I may, with your permission,
100%.
Howie, it's a neuromodulator similar to Botox.
Oh, okay.
So what it helps with is
I'm
fine
learning.
Lines. It
yeah.
helps reduce lines in between the
and
eyebrows.
He doesn't have any up
on
there.
The right. Well,
ta-da!
That's the
that's
whole
the
point.
Whole reason. Okay.
And why we do this.
That's our
right.
case. Thank you, Lynette.
Yeah. That's why we do what we do.
All yeah. the secrets.
Oh, yes. love it. Oh.
Anyway. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. When you schedule like your free health analysis appointment,
yes.
you are at Longevity Medical Clinic. You're going to most likely see Howie
Kirkland.
That's right.
Absolutely.
In the Kirkland office. So thank you for coming on the show again. I loved having you last hour and this hour and finding out as much as we can about you and what you do here.
Perfect. Thank
and
you
your
very
passion.
Much.
I wish you
Thank
just
you,
were
Howie.
More passionate
yeah.
about you and Dr. Umat.
Like this one.
We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Stay close.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Samiri Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon, and again, special thanks to Howie, one of our health advocates.
Yeah.
And I love how he was joining Longevity Medical Clinic to Bella Medica. Yeah. I love how he works with both. He's just
Howie. Yeah, and he's really been wonderful. And then the introductions he's made, like he was saying, you know, and then our master esthetician was able to take the patient back and,
yes,
and get the patient started right away. And the patient had come for a health analysis appointment.
I love that, yes. And then all of a sudden she's getting beauty treatments too. So,
right.
And
right.
is very happy. And yeah. it's because of people like Howie that
That's
can
right.
Make it make sense and build the client. And then
that's
the
right.
longevity clients over to
you Bella know Medica. Everybody at the clinic wants our patients, all our staff want the patients to do better, that you know,
to be successful,
absolutely, to be successful. Yes. And so when we get an idea of they're looking for another service, the team will really make every effort to make it possible for them so that they can go from A to B, like, you know, combining blood draws or making sure that PRP is done on time or whatever it is that is needed, or skincare products, mm-hmm. or whatever. So the team really is very knowledgeable about how to make that happen for them very quickly. And we have seen that a lot of times when people do start feeling better, they are asking more questions about Bella Medica. And more so lately, I'm seeing Bella Medica patients are starting to ask about the
longevity.
Clinic.
Yes, it
They're
goes hand in hand. It
what
truly
do
does.
You do there? And so, yeah. and especially our hair program, we've been very, very successful in the hair program and great, you know, great testimonials.
One of the things too that I'm finding, people have learned about the websites,
yeah.
and the apps you can download from the websites, mm-hmm. so that people can hear this program from anywhere on planet Earth. If
right.
they've got Wi-Fi or a decent cell phone, they can actually listen to this program from the East Coast. I was chatting with a lady who has been listening to us from Florida.
Yes.
And she and several of her friends now want to come to the clinic because of this show.
Yeah.
From the other side of the country.
That's so exciting.
And I was sitting having breakfast with her and her son. And people on either side of us in the restaurant overheard our conversations.
Uh-huh.
And they both started asking her questions.
So, yeah. And so that's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
Now. Yes.
Well, you know,
yeah.
this is part of what we're looking at for longevity in Bella Medica.
Yeah.
Is Bella Medica is growing up, and it is getting closer to the point where it needs to be in its own space.
Yeah.
So we're looking at finding a space out of the clinic for Bella Medica. Now, Dr. Umat is hoping that I'll also relocate the clinic at the same time, someplace very close to Bella Medica, so she can keep running both of them.
Okay. Hey, I have my wish list. I have my fingers crossed.
I know.
And it makes perfect sense
Except,
to do it this way.
Yes, it does.
Bella Medica helicopter?
Yeah, if cost was no object, yes.
There you go.
But by the time, you know, the...
Hey, there's no harm in dreaming. Every time I've dreamed of something, no, we've made it possible.
You had to dream me up a way to get, you know, best part of $1 million in tenant improvements.
You've been doing very well. You've been doing great, actually. We're in great hands.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
That's exciting, the future
well,
of
it is.
Longevity and,
so,
and Bella Medica.
So my goal here is we're trying to promote Bella Medica. I want to get Bella Medica standing on its own feet financially so that I can move it out into its own space. Okay. The clinic, I'm going to spend 2022 of tuning it up and getting it ready to roll out as a national program in 23.
Yeah, very exciting. Oh, my gosh.
And so sometime in 22, we want to move Bella Medica out. We may be able to take the clinic with it. That'll depend on how much money I can borrow. And,
it's the vision. It's the
yes.
vision.
I know. I just don't want the vision to get me into bankruptcy. So.
No. Never that.
Because that's what we call a mirage, not a vision.
We're talking vision.
In business, we try to avoid mirages.
Yes. That's funny.
Yes. So, yeah. So,
that's exciting.
But that's the hope, is that, and one of the things I want as a national program is I want a satellite clinic. I want one here. Mm-hmm. I want one in Texas or Florida, and then probably one up in the Carolinas.
Ooh, okay. What about Hawaii?
I was thinking Hawaii too.
Population is too small.
Okay.
Now, if we could, instead of doing the Carolinas or Florida, do one down in the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands. Because you've got that big East Coast dense population.
Yes.
For which a hop down to the Bahamas is every bit as easy as a hop to Florida.
Yeah. Yes. Well, a lot of those people do have a hop in Florida as well. Mm-hmm. And they kind of migrate during winter and go back during summer.
But I want a doctor in one of those areas so they can write growth hormone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because we do have patients that would really benefit from growth hormone, but I don't dare have any of my doctors write it in this state. And so being in one of the free states where they actually follow the law and the science.
Go figure.
Yeah, we'll be able to get our patients that really need it. We'll have to take a trip down there, and then that doctor will follow their growth hormone telemedicine from a state where it is typically used.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exciting stuff.
Yeah, so that's one of my real desires. But I think that's in 23.
Okay.
That's not a 22 project. So I kind of got a step thing.
Yeah.
But
You've been doing it right since 1998. Yeah, so 24
we're bigger
years.
And better, and you know, and growing. And now I've got the other companies. And
Bella Medica is coming up. No longer a preteen.
That's right.
Definitely a teenager now. Yeah. 15 years.
Yep. So, you know, I think it's going to do very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, you know, one step at a time. So Bella Medica, Longevity, both going to be growing, hopefully relocating to a new facility next year. And then the following year, the national rollout.
There you go.
Yes.
But don't
so
panic.
Excited.
We will let you know where we move before we move.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to have
well, that'll be
home.
Because the new spot will have the television studio, and we'll be able to do the video and audio and roll it out as podcasts and, you know, that streaming and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
and
so,
then
so
everybody
exciting.
Will be able to see Dr. Umat shake her bangles and dance.
I know.
Yeah.
She does that for us every week. Not.
You guys have been talking about it for so long.
Well, we were in the dreaming stage.
Yeah.
So we were still continuing.
Visionary stage.
But I love what you said, Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat, about a step. You know, this is our dream. This is our goal. And that's how it is for us. Too. It should be.
Yeah.
As humans, as people. And
yeah.
We all have goals. We have dreams. And hopefully your goals are to be a better you somehow in the future, which is where Longevity and Bella Medica come in, which is why we have that health analysis, the free consultation to come in and join us and take that first step to work with you, of course, the doctors at Longevity, the master aestheticians at Bella Medica, together can work together and get you where you want to be. Now, it's not going to happen next week or next month, but in a year,
but it's
you
a project.
Could be. It is a project. You could be stronger, faster, leaner,
smarter,
and sexier.
Oh, yeah. By 2022 at this time or 2023 down the road. But it takes a plan. And you know what? So many people are like, okay, you know what? I'll just start in the new year. No. Why not start right now so that when everyone else is making their New Year's resolutions, you'll be living your New Year's resolutions. So get on our website, lmclinic.com, or go and make a phone call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG, or go to the clinic, lmclinic.com, and start now that we're officially into the holiday season, and come in for that free consultation. We call it a free health analysis appointment, which will involve a couple of tests, a blood test and an in-body test. I have done these twice. They are not scary. I can do it. You can do it. You'll meet with a health advocate, perhaps like Howie, who we had on the show. He'll explain all of the medical stuff to you so you can understand what you are facing now. health-wise and what you could be facing down the road. You make those decisions then to perhaps take that bigger blood panel. And Dr. UMAP, that's just more tests for hormones, thyroid, and all sorts of fancy big words I can't remember.
Metabolic panel, blood counts, yeah, lipids,
profile. Homocysteine, acupro-proteins.
Yes. All of those things to find out what you could be facing and get you on the road to slowing down that aging process. Hey, our time has run out today. We thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mixon, Dr. UMAP, Howie, for coming in. And I hope you've enjoyed this show. It was pre-recorded. We'll be back live next week. And I hope you will join us as well for Leading Edge Medicine. In the meantime, go to our website and sign up for your free health analysis appointment at lmclinic.com or call us at 1-866-86-YOUNG. You have a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be back